At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome in just after 5 o'clock on a Tuesday. Not really sure what the weather wants to do. We're kind of in that weird, like, does it want to rain? Does it want to be sunny? We're getting like kind of that Scotland weather where, like, give it 20 minutes, it'll change. It was nice this morning, and then like the rain came in, and now it's back to being nice, and the rain's supposed to creep in.
But... I don't want to hear it. We're 2 weeks away from the best weather in the world.
Hey, I stand by my statement.
If you go down to San Diego.
June, July, August, best weather right here. Best place to be in the summer right here in the Pacific
Northwest. Do you ever get recognized out in public?
What?
Like when... Do you ever get recognized out in public where people say stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't...
I tend to stick out quite a bit.
Okay. I mostly write, so that doesn't happen to me. I went to the gym today... And somebody said San Diego sucks.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Well, who was that? I don't remember
and
who
I was.
And I
was like, oh my gosh.
It might have been Sprague or it might have been Danny. One of them was talking today because I was listening to my favorite radio station. And they were pointing out too, like when you're in San Diego, you're just in San Diego. Like that's it. But when you're in Portland, within 2 hours, I am in the desert. I am in a 12,000 foot mountain. I am at the coast. I can be at any number of rivers. When you're in San Diego, you're just in a city that has decent weather and there's some water.
That's not what we're talking about.
We didn't talk about versatility. It is the single best place to be in our country during the summer months. Not only do we have dynamite weather, but you have access to anything you could possibly want to do within a day trip.
I want to guarantee no rain for 3 days. Oh,
June, July, August. How often does it rain?
Quite a bit.
June, July, and August, it rains a bunch?
Yeah.
See, now you're just being a moron.
But not every day.
Now you're being ridiculous.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
It rains.
Buckley, would you look up the average rainfall?
I'm looking up rainfall in Portland during the summer.
June, July, and August.
Buckley,
that's ridiculous.
Would you say, you've lived in Portland a while, would you say in June, July, August, you could just map out that like, hey, guarantee we're good. We can plan an outdoor birthday party 5 days from now. It's definitely not going
to
rain.
No, yes. Through the first week of July, you need to wait to be sure, I think.
Please. If you are planning something to do outside in the summer, you are safe as a kitten here in our wonderful Pacific Northwest.
Usually.
It's green, it's lush, again, wherever you want to go.
Almost as safe as being in San Diego.
It's mostly really, really nice. It is really nice.
I'm in a concrete jungle, and there's some water right there. Other than that...
Some water, i.e. the beach in the southernmost part of California.
Oh, no, there's a city. What else is there besides I'm in the city of San Diego?
Oh, no, there's a city.
That's it. That's all I got. It's a city. Cool. Hey, there's a gas lamp district. Oh, it's San Diego. Yeah, by the way, they have one team now, too. Welcome to the club. You have baseball. We have the NBA.
And again,
no one wants to be in San Diego. Everyone's leaving.
We only talked about weather. This was not about the city. And I feel like you know we're right because now you're dumping on the city.
You're done. This is ridiculous.
You're done.
San Diego sucks.
You're not welcome tomorrow. Thank you for guest hosting for 2 days.
We got game one of the Western Conference Finals in the NBA, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL. So that's nice. We got sports back. I do think both of these are pretty good matchups. The other thing that I did want to talk about, because you're obviously big into recruiting and NCAA football, did you see the new thing that the Power Four conferences are trying to shove down the throats of college programs?
It's which thing?
Well, basically, if you haven't been following this, this is how stupid right now college sports is. Like there is a settlement coming in the world of college football, the House settlement, mm-hmm. that supposedly is going to pave the way for basically NIL to be roped into existing programs. It will be tied into the schools now. It's not going to be, quote, from boosters. Revenue sharing is going to come in, an all new enforcement arm. Right? Mm-hmm. And it's going to settle all the lawsuits that are happening right now in the world of college football.
Sort of. Up to a certain amount of money, the big schools will still make a ton of money. It'll help the little schools a little bit.
And revenue sharing is you know...
Electoral college.
Yes.
That's what it's going to do.
And right now, the schools are going to be able to share about $20.5 million per year of revenue sharing with their athletes. That'll come directly from the schools. And then you have NIL on top of it. Mm-hmm. There's basically a settlement that is working its way through the courts that has been roughly approved, that keeps kind of getting hammered out. And if feels like every week or so there's a new element to this, but people are so tired of this that it largely goes unnoticed. People are like, hey, wake me when the new rules of college sports come around.
Yeah.
And it's very hard for athletic programs to plan for this because it's seemingly, again, every week something new changes.
Right.
Well, what's happening right now is that the Power Four conferences are circulating a memo right now amongst all the schools that is kind of outlining this is how the new NCAA is going to work, right? One of these things is the NCAA is not going to be involved in enforcement. That will be handled by the conferences themselves, right? And it's kind of outlining the structure of where this is going.
So wait, time out. Who sells the media rights?
That would be the conferences.
Oh, okay. And so who's going to police the conferences from bidding and overbidding on players?
That would be the conferences.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, that'll go swimmingly.
Yeah.
Great.
Here's the one that is really interesting. And by the way, we're actively trying to get someone on about this. And I think this is a massive thing. But again, college sports has become so silly and so dumb that I think people have become numb to this and they're not paying attention to it. But there is a memo going around to all of the Power Four schools right now that is basically telling the schools that you are going to be required to sign this. So this is from the Big Ten, the SEC, the Big 12, and the ACC. They're circulating a draft of a groundbreaking and first-of-its-kind document intended to prevent universities from using their state laws to violate new enforcement rules.
Mm.
So they are basically saying now, these are the rules that we are going to lay out for you.
Mm-hmm.
And there are states, at least 12 of them right now, that have laws on the books that say these new enforcement rules from the way you handle NIL, the way you cap earnings...
Are illegal. Yeah.
Right?
So the NCAA is saying our rules supersede state law.
And not only are they saying that, but they're saying that if you don't sign this document, you're getting kicked out of the conference.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're saying this new document viewed by dozens of leading school administrators would bind institutions to the enforcement policies, even if their state law is contradictory, and would it exempt them from lawsuits? This is the other thing. Not only are they saying you sign this or we kick you out, so you're saying you don't follow your state law, you follow our arbitrary conference rule.
Sure,
if you don't, we kick you out. Oh, and by the way, you give up your right to sue. If it's somewhere down the road, you don't agree with this policy, you can't sue us.
Who wants them to sign it?
That would be the Power Four conferences.
Oh, okay, cute. Yeah, here's the problem.
They're describing it as a affiliation and membership agreement.
I've talked to multiple agents who represent athletes. I've talked to people who do this regularly, obviously, as part of my job. The players need to unionize and be recognized as employees. And so there will be then a salary cap, and the players will have representation on a board, like in Major League Baseball, like in the NFL, like in the NBA, and then you can kind of put a cap on earnings because a players' union would then set a standard for how this would work. And yes, you still, even then, have your occasional Cooper Flagg, Arch Manning, who says, I'm not signing that paperwork. I'm not putting a cap. I'm not joining the players' union. I don't care to join the players' union because I think I can make a lot more than what you're saying. But for 99.9% of players, that's the way this needs to go. And everyone said the NCAA is working on every way around recognizing athletes as employees that they possibly can. So you're getting new wave of litigation. And over, what I hear people saying is they're so tired of these spoiled athletes. Mostly, most of the litigation problem is just the NCAA flat refusing to work with the athletes and say, okay, we'll recognize your union. You guys have a 50-50 stake in how we divvy, not in the money, but how we litigate this thing. And we're going to sit down with your governing body and we will actually map out a plan that players have to sign to be a part of the NCAA. And from there, we can move forward. When you sign an NIL deal, you have to disclose it. That helps you put a salary cap on things. That's part of your union. The other part of that is we protect you with medical issues. All of those things need to get litigated and sorted out. And until they do that, all of this is nonsense. It's Major League Baseball's coming to Portland. Ignore it. Well, it means nothing. It's all going to be thrown out. It's all laughable. And you'll see, I've done this with multiple bills. You've seen, not that I'm the end-all be-all, but you'll see Stuart Mandel. You'll see Bruce Feldman. Every time one of these comes out, they write like, LOL, thrown out in 2 months.
Right.
This happens every time.
This is how I would think at this point, right? And this is the, oh, and by the way, you want to talk about all that stuff we just talked about that they're trying to get the conferences to agree to. If you think that's dumb, they also want to be their own enforcement arm for NIL. And they're going to be
It's illegal.
They're going to be the ones that decide whether or not an NIL deal is legitimate or not. And according to, at the ACC spring meetings, they rolled out and basically said that 70% of all the NIL deals that came from booster collectives would be denied under this new term. They would be viewed as pay for play. And they're saying that 90% of past deals from public companies, with the way NIL is supposed to be, like a car dealership saying, pay to do an advertisement. Yeah. They're saying that 90% of those deals would be approved. So they're basically saying under this new rule that they want the schools to abide by, the conferences, or you get kicked out, they're basically saying that all the big NIL deals go away, because they also shared that of the deals that would be approved, over 90% of them were $10,000 or less. So they're basically telling these players now that are making millions of dollars, you can't make that money anymore. You have to have, quote, real NIL deals, and you're going to go from making millions to making, let's say, 50 to 100 grand.
Wait, so the NCAA and these conferences and college institutions are again telling student athletes they're not worth very much?
Yes.
I'm shocked that that's their stance. I'm floored.
This is why I'm just blown away. You have had, as the NCAA, and now this isn't the NCAA, these are now the Power Four conferences, right? So the NCAA had their ass handed to them in court every single time for the last three years.
Every single time.
Which has led to this, right? And this is what everyone gets mad about. We get mad at the athletes, right? Greedy athletes, I'm tired of this. I hate the way college is going. But in reality, like you said, this was the NCAA losing in court over and over again. And now you've gone from the NCAA losing in court to now the Power Four conferences saying, okay, well, no more NCAA. We're going to do our own thing. And by the way, we're going to put in the same antitrust violations that the NCAA keeps getting their ass handed to them. Can you imagine the first time they try to kick out the University of Tennessee? Because Tennessee says, well, we're not abiding by your stupid rule. Oh, and by the way, you just lost $80 million of your SEC contract. If you think that this is in any way going to stop the lawsuits, and this is the part that scares me, because I thought eventually college football and college sports in general would settle into kind of a new landscape, like you were talking about.
It will happen. Remember, 5, 6, 7 years ago, I said there's going to be a handful of conferences and it's going to boil down to that.
But this is
that.
The part that
was years
me.
Ago.
You would think that after all of this over the last couple years, that we would be a lot closer to coming up with kind of a new landscape. And yet what the Power Four are trying to do right now seems to be the exact opposite of learning from past mistakes. It feels like they're trying to form a new arbitrary NCAA on their own.
Correct.
It's baffling to me that the schools can be this dumb to think they're going to get away with this.
They're not dumb. They're kicking the can down the road because when the players unionize and they actually have to sit at the table with them, and part of that is you disclose your NIL and all that, they're going to lose money. And so they're going to continue to try every way around sitting at the table with athletes and unionizing. That's how much money they're making.
Yeah.
They'd rather lose in court and kick this can down the road over and over and pretend spoiled athlete, spoiled athlete, spoiled athlete, which represents like 0.01%.
I just want everyone to realize that eventually when we get to the college football season and the next college basketball season and all this stuff is still a mess and the transfer portal and NIL
it's
and all
on
this,
the NCAA and the conferences.
Thank you.
Yes.
Instead of pointing the fingers at the athletes, please start pointing the finger where it belongs, which is in the institutions, the NCAA, and now the power conferences that have not learned, according to this, and by the way, everyone is reporting this, everyone, that this is real, that is being distributed to every Power Four conference school right now. They, if this is what they're really doing, they have not learned a damn thing, and they need to learn the idea of antitrust, because when you cap what your competitors can do in an industry, that's called antitrust, and it is illegal. And the courts are going to continue to say no, no, no. And we're going to have to do this for the next seemingly 5 years before we eventually settle on a new landscape of college sports. And it doesn't have to be this way. There has to be a middle ground.
Yeah.
And yet we're just too dumb or ignorant or stubborn to do that.
There's a lot that, you know, I talked about this on my show, I think, was it last week, where I said I'm starting to be tired of covering recruiting because the narrative is so opposite what's really happening, and everybody wants to blame spoiled athlete, and all these kids are in the portal to get money. Most of those kids are forced out. An overwhelming majority of them are forced out by their school, saying we can bring in fresh recruits who might hit versus you get out. And everybody thinks, oh, all these athletes, thousands of athletes in the portal a day. That's coaches realizing the narrative has turned from these guys are student athletes to this is a business, and that fans are going to get annoyed with athletes. You're just in here for a money grab. Most of the kids in the portal are having a hard time finding a home because the school kicked them out because they felt they could upgrade at fifth corner. Mm. And it's terrible. And it's in every meaningful way in college sports, it's going the wrong way, and public sentiment is on the wrong side of this one.
Yeah. All right, we come back. Is there actually something that is leading in college sports that's actually leading to the product, though, being better? Because I saw a little piece of news, at least in the world of college basketball, and we'll see what you think about it. Because while this may be a mess, is the product on the field and on the court better than it's ever been? Primetime when we come back. Talking kind of the future of college sports here as we get ready here for game one of the NBA Western Conference Finals and game one of the Eastern Conference Finals in hockey. But I do think the college landscape deserves a discussion because we're in a bit of a lull right now. I mean, we got college baseball, college softball going on right now, but let's be honest, all this college stuff focuses around football and basketball.
Yep.
Like everything else is going to just, the tail will not wag the dog here, right? All that other stuff is just going to be on the back end, and they're going to be forced to deal with whatever the repercussions are from football and basketball. It's the only two money generating sports. But as we get closer to the ones that matter, i.e. football here, you know, come July 1st, this is supposedly when you're going to get the revenue sharing. Like this year coming up was supposed to be where schools had to start budgeting for splitting $20.5 million with their student athletes, deciding how they want to divvy that up. This is supposed to be where NIL is supposed to be now roped into athletic programs and not separate entities from boosters. And yet here we are. I mean, we're at the end of May, and we are no closer to having any idea of how this is going to look. And while fans right now say, hey, wake me when, you know, Rob always says this. He's like, I don't care. Just tell me what this is going to look like when it actually finishes. And I guess to me, the scary part is, how many years do we have to go through this with basically no set of rules before we actually settle on something? If we get to August and we're in camp and the house settlement hasn't been agreed upon, the power conferences can't get anyone to agree on how this is done, what happens when you have all of these different conferences and maybe each school inside these conferences operating on their own timeline and under their own rules and their own budgets? What does that even look like?
It goes back to pre-NIL where everybody got paid under the table anyway.
I mean,
I'm not trying to step on what you're saying. I just think they keep trying to go around it with things that are obviously going to fail.
Yes.
They're obviously going to fail. So again, imagine the players union in the NBA saying, okay, we don't agree to salary cap. And in fact, we're tearing up all the contracts and we're all free to go wherever we want every year.
Yeah.
It would be chaotic. You have to say, you guys have to give up a little bit of your freedom and we'll give you more to give up some of that freedom. And right now the NCAA is saying to student athletes, we want most of the money, most of the revenue, most of the control. And you guys are worth 1/100th of what a lot of you think you're worth.
You're worth what we think you are going to
and
be
And if
worth.
You step outside of that, not only are you banned, but now your school
now
is,
your school gets kicked
is,
out.
Is kicked out.
In what Just world you does, keep, in what world does that work?
I don't know.
And yet that is a real thing that they are trying to get universities
but see,
to sign.
I don't think it's a genuine try. I think we misunderstand
then
this
what's
conversation.
What's the end game for them? If they're going,
they know there will eventually be a student athletes union, and they will have to negotiate some sort of collective bargaining with the athletes that is significantly higher than the $20.5 million they've agreed to so far. They know it's going to be a lot more than that.
Yeah.
So they're just going to keep throwing bad ideas at court to delay the inevitable. Every single person I speak to about this issue says the players need to unionize. They need to agree to it. There will be a few holdouts every year, like the, you know, whether it's Shedeur Sanders or Travis Hunter. Remember, Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't want to sign it in the NFL, yeah. Which was wild. You'll get that a few times in college with the high, high, high level guys. For 99.999% of athletes, it'll work. Not only that, but instead of these like car dealership deals where you're like, I'm not sure how much this freshman is getting because he's got this car and this whatever, you have to disclose everything so everyone knows what everyone is getting. That doesn't set a bar. It doesn't set a benchmark because outside businesses can give what they want, but you at least know the market you're up against if you want a five-star receiver.
When you talk to coaches, because you're more dialed in than most people in this world, you're dialed into the high school ranks and you're dialed into the coaches. So when you talk to college coaches, what is their sense right now of, I guess, the current landscape? Are they frustrated with it? Are they accepting it for what it is? Are they thriving in it? When you talk to most people, what is their view of this? And kind of are they nervous? Are they excited about where this goes eventually, in a year or two or three, 4 years down the road?
The special breeds who have endless work ethic and endless resources,
sure.
Your Mario Cristobals, your Dan Lannings,
yeah.
They're thriving in this environment. They're thriving. Kirby Smart's figuring it out.
Yeah.
Nick Saban is out of it, but you can see he'd be like, man, this would be a headache to keep my roster together. I don't like this.
Yeah.
But at the same side of his mouth, he says, you know, we tried to recruit this kid when he was never in the portal. And he did that during two NFL drafts on the live broadcast.
Yeah.
I think most people are in wait and see and understanding full well that it's a chaotic time. I don't know that you're going to get a uniform fit. I mean, you know, coaches are all run the game. Chip Kelly's going to feel differently about it than Dan Lanning. A Chip Kelly's going to feel differently about it than a Mario Cristobal. I think there are a lot of coaches who are fed up staying up nights worrying on Christmas. Am I going to have my star player enter the portal because such and such third party person told them they can pay him $250,000? There's a lot of that. There's a lot of frustration with that. And I don't know that that's ever going to go away because you can't stop businesses from paying players. But if they establish a system where you have to disclose how much is getting paid before an athlete signs it, you at least give colleges an opportunity to match and not get a backdoor loss of a big time staple of their program. And I think coaches are looking for this to stop being the wild, wild west. They want an answer on what's the market for a four-star receiver because he just went and visited. I'm going to just make up schools.
Sure.
He went to Rutgers, and he comes back from Rutgers, and he says they're going to pay him $200,000 a year. We have a great shot at him. We offered him $100,000 a year. Do we match an offer? We don't know if it even exists at Rutgers.
Sure.
Or do we stick to our guns and we maybe lose him because he might be really getting double from Rutgers, or he might be making that up. And then we're betting and bidding against ourselves. So can we? Is there a way we can have these deals disclosed ahead of time that it's a bid essentially, and the kid can say these are my options, and the schools can see it so they can at least match their boards.
Because there's no other. This is so unique because no other country in the world does this. Like there's no university system with athletics anywhere in the world. We're the only ones that do this, and we did it illegally for so long, and now we're trying to come out on the other side of it.
Right.
And I don't know. When I look at this, I always thought that it would eventually settle and it would be a fairly quick thing. But the more I think about it, and the more I see it, and the more I see the ignorance and the stubbornness of these institutions, I'm generally concerned for the outcome and how long this is going to take and how ugly it could get.
And you look at like a really recent example. Well, I mean, Jackson Cantwell is the number one recruit in the nation.
Yeah.
And his recruitment perfectly lays out all the problems with it and all the different ways. He hired Drew Rosenhaus as his agent and then said it wasn't about NIL. This thing is getting ugly. It's getting out of hand. We need rules in place across the board.
Right. We kind of got derailed there a little bit, but I just think that to me, this is a very interesting topic because it's just, as I said, could never have anticipated in this short amount of time that we would have gone from one thing to whatever the hell this is with no clear picture of what it looks like on the horizon or how long it will take to get there. But when we come back, I do want to touch upon this because I actually think that this has made for a better product on the field. And we'll touch in on some of the playoffs going on right now. And also, you know, in the world of college sports right now, money rules. But when you accept the most money, is that ultimately the best thing for you? Because there might be one Major League Baseball player that's having some money regrets right now. All of that before we get to Club 1080 here on The Fan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome in, Primetime here. We're just talking a little college sports here. And everyone that always texts in whenever we talk about this says the same thing. There needs to be a bunch of rules put on the kids as far as how many times you can transfer and, you know, NIL deals and all that. And no one here is disagreeing that there needs to be structure. But I think, and this is where I think the general public to me loses the conversation. You can't put arbitrary limits on something unless on an entire industry, unless the workers have a say in how it's done.
Right.
Like the United, like you can't run, all car companies can't get together. Like you can't get Ford, Toyota, Honda, all of them to get together and say, no one in the auto industry is going to make more than $4 an hour. And they're going to get, they're going to work 6 days a week and they're going to get 3 days of vacation. And if you don't like it, no, that's, you cannot do that.
It's illegal.
It is illegal.
It's literally illegal.
It is illegal. You can't put arbitrary rules on people. And I think that's where the general public gets misled, is because for 100 years, the NCAA did exactly that. And someone eventually woke up and was like, well, no, like we're just going to sue your ass. And so now every time someone in the general public says, well, why don't they just make it where you can only transfer once? If you transfer more than that, then you have to sit out. And yes, you can make money, but you can only make money in this amount, or you have to wait until you graduate in order to do it. We're going to put all these restrictions on it. All of those things in theory are great ideas to, quote, fix what's wrong with college sports. But you can't do that unless the players have a say in how it's governed. It is literally against federal law. And I think that's where, to me, the general public, that's every comment that comes out on how to fix college sports is literally against the law. Telling a kid you can only make this much money and you can only do this much and this is how long you can play, that's just not the way. Imagine someone, a league unilaterally going to an NBA player and saying, yeah, we only think you're worth this amount and you get no say in it whatsoever. Like that's because right. When people bring up a salary cap in the NBA or a salary cap in the NFL, yes, because a players union got together and agreed right. on what that salary cap is. And that salary cap is tied to what? League revenues.
And by the way, they were given a bigger piece yes. of the pie. Here's the thing. Players are not being so wildly greedy. These schools are falling all over themselves
to give away
trying to buy players for their roster. Like, you want to see a crazy recruitment. Look at Jackson Cantwell. Yeah. Jackson Cantwell
number
was offered $2 million. Yeah, excuse me. The number one recruit in the nation up until the most recent update. He fell to number nine. But he's an elite thrower, too. So he's going to win a national title in track.
Yeah. So he was staring down to, like, Georgia, Oregon, and Miami. End up going to Miami.
Miami offered him $2 million a year. Georgia was going to get him, and they weren't coming close to that, but their infrastructure was going to get close if he became a starter, became a star. And basically, Miami was like, blank check. His agent was Drew Rosenhaus, and Miami basically went, how much will it take to get you?
Yeah.
And it's an escalating number that's right around $2.5 million when he walks in the door. He didn't go to each of those schools and go, you know what it's going to take? $2.5 million. He went and visited schools, and Miami started with, how about two? And it didn't get it done. And they went, 2.5. We don't care. They're fine with it. And the other piece that people are missing is we need to cap these. Even the fallout of all this stuff actually is on the school. The reason these kids are transferring is because schools are falling all over themselves to give them money. They want them to perform to that level. So we will give you, we need a four-star receiver. Let's find a four-star receiver. We'll give them $100,000 a year. The average four-star recruit gets $100,000 a year. Some a little more, some a little less. That's been the case for a few years now. If you're a four-star recruit, if you're the number 270 player in the country, you're getting $100,000 a year. I mean, it would be weird if you weren't. You have a bad agent if you weren't. So these guys go to school, and the school realizes, or the program, or their boosters, or however it works, their cap structure, we are overpaying this kid. He's never going to pan out. They are then incentivized to get him out of school to transfer so they can get another player for $100,000 that potentially does live up to that. So even these kids that are transferring four and five times, most of them are not transferring for a raise each time. Cam Ward did. He was the number one pick in the draft. You know how many number one picks in the draft there are every year?
One.
Yeah. Most of these kids are going, and as they're going down in salary as schools say, you can't be here for $50,000 a year. You're worth nothing. Yeah. And then somebody says, we'll pay for your scholarship and we'll give you room and board. They'll give you like $5,000 a month.
And, you're like,
yeah. And some of these 4- and 5-star kids are down to that. And you're like, he's transferred 5 times. It's like, yeah. And his salary has dropped from $1.5
like
million
the
a year.
Nelson, the USC quarterback that was,
he's getting like, not him in general, but yeah. Guys are getting $1.5 million and they drop all the way down to like, okay, I'm getting a scholarship and yeah. $20,000.
Yeah. The kid that went to Georgia or was going to go to Miami and then to Georgia and then Arizona
Rashada.
State, Georgia. And
yeah, Jaden Rashada.
Jaden Rashada.
And it's programs like Oregon State, and it's not fair to them. They have their stars leave.
Yeah.
I've had, in previous years, a coach from Oregon State tell me, we try to get rid of the bottom of our roster every year, too.
Yeah.
We tell kids to leave yeah. every year.
Yeah, because once you realize that the kid isn't gonna be a player for you, they're unrecruited.
They're unrecruited. They're de-recruited from the roster.
Bottom third.
So it's working both ways. So even the things where people are go, this isn't working for the athletes. They're overpaid. They're whatever. This is like GMs in the NBA. They had to put caps in place
yeah.
because NBA teams are falling all over themselves to give max deals to everybody. And they yeah. say, we can't have this because you guys just overpay.
Yeah.
That's what's happening in college sports right now.
Yeah. Rich people can't be entrusted to have regulations on themselves.
Right.
Because when you're competing against someone else, there's always that fear of, well, if they're doing that, we need to do that. And having discipline in the pocket strings or in the pocketbooks might be the hardest thing to do when you have a competitive world out there.
The year after the Ducks won the Fiesta Bowl with Joey Harrington, the university reported they had 40% more applications to yeah. the university. They could increase the student body significantly, and that is worth a lot.
Yeah, it's like the Nick Saban effect. When you look
money.
At like the amount of money that Nick Saban brought into Alabama, it's astronomical. It's just silly. So when there's
giving the players $20 million a year and saying that's the cutoff yeah. for sharing, for revenue sharing, is insane.
The one good thing, and I saw this today, because Boogie Flan, who was a guard out of Arkansas, that was a borderline first-round pick, and yeah. Darian Williams, who was a Texas Tech guard, again, borderline. These guys weren't top 10 picks, but guys into the past, they both entered their name into the NBA draft and with a good process could have been first round picks.
Yes.
And under all previous years, they would have left. Both of those guys pulled out of the NBA draft and are in the transfer portal.
Yes.
And Boogie Flan, by the way, is going to Florida, and Florida won a national championship just this year. So the weird thing is, I know for some schools, this is going to stink because, you know, the little schools are going to continue to get raided. Not that Arkansas is necessarily a little school, but hey, you lost your best player to the national champion. And Texas Tech is a solid program. It's played for a national champion, but they're going to lose their top guy to a better program.
Big corporations buy the stars from little corporations, yes. or incorporate their tools that are worth a lot of money.
But when you look around, like
what's happening,
and you look in the college football playoff last year, it was almost exclusively transfer quarterbacks, right? Yeah. So in one way, as much as this stinks, the product that's going to be on the floor by people sticking around, like I'm surprised Quinn Ewers, I wonder if he could do it again. Quinn Ewers was in the back half of the draft. Quinn Ewers would have made more in 1 year transferring to Notre Dame than he would have in the first 4 years of his NFL contract.
Oh, no doubt.
So you are going to get more guys to stick around. So for all the talk of college football and college sports being in this mess and you know, I'm losing interest in it. The product that they are going to be giving us on the court and on the field are going to be better than ever. Guys are going to stay longer. Guys are going to fill in gaps. You're not going to have as many down years for the bigger schools. And I'm saying at least for the big schools, the top 30 schools in football and basketball, their rosters are going to be better than ever. In fact, the four Final Four teams, according to Ken Palm, those were four of the best 10 college basketball teams since he's ever started tracking.
Right.
In 1 year.
Right.
So, you know.
And we saw this in the NFL draft, too.
Yeah.
You had multiple experts say there by mid-fifth round this year, yeah. we were mostly dealing with, outside of a character issue guy or whatever, we were mostly dealing with guys who would have gone undrafted, that essentially 75 to 100 guys that would have declared normally, that fifth, sixth, seventh round guy, they all stayed in school. Well, that's 75 to 100 more good players.
So it's the product on the field, at least, is going to continue to get better, which means it's going to continue to drive interest and it's going to continue to drive revenue. And eventually, hopefully, for the love of God, we settle on something. And maybe we just settle on, at the end of the day, we go where the highest dollar is. And that's usually what happens. But there's a unique situation because I'm not necessarily sure that the most money is always the best decision. I think there's one high profile athlete that you're getting a small glimpse of that. We'll touch upon that before we move into Club 1080 primetime right here on The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
People chiming in. If interest is never higher, no harm. My Colorado State is like OSU, and there is an element to that. Like, that's who ultimately loses in all this is the Oregon States of the world. So when me and Rob were first having this discussion, and Rob, you know, and this, we're all have different opinions, but he was kind of the, hey, maybe this could be a good thing for Oregon State. And no, you knew where, if you just kind of looked at where this was going, this was never going to end well for the smaller schools. I think ultimately it ends well for 30 to 50 of the bigger schools. And I think everyone else, unfortunately, and maybe 70 when you consider how many Power Four conference. But if you're not in one of the Power Four conferences, it doesn't end well for
you. And here's the thing for people who are like, they're the victims, and they are in this system.
Sure.
Washington State took Cam Ward from Incarnate Word.
Sure.
So they're willing to do it too. Sure. They get transfers from smaller schools.
It's like when you look at history, right? You can sit there and you can say, well, you know, invading countries is wrong, and, you know, imperialism and all that, but no one has, and now we've settled into a world where, yes, we've become civilized, but if you look back through history, no one's history is clean.
Right.
It's just you were able to gobble up what you were able to do, and the only thing that stopped you was someone bigger coming in and being like, well, we will do it back to you, and now you've kind of settled into, for the most part, this is what we do. We've all agreed that for everyone's benefit, we're just going to kind of stay put. You still get occasionally someone rogue, but that's kind of where we're at in college sports. But yes, for every little guy that gets mad, he's ultimately mad because he can't do it anymore. He used to be able to do it, or he still wants to do it. He just can't.
Or he's doing it to schools that make less money. Yes. Oregon State will still get the Portland State transfer all the time, the Idaho transfer, and never bat an eye. Yeah. And Idaho's going, wait, what the heck? You know, what's happening to us? It's just the way it works. Yeah.
It's just the little guy will always, he always gets the short end of the stick.
It is funny, though, because sometimes guys transfer, and they do transfer for the big money, or they do make a move for the big money, and it doesn't quite work out the way they want. I think it happens at the college level, and I think sometimes it even happens at the pro level.
Well, it's like, and I'll get into this more. I work up against it, but I did, like, I'm a Mets fan, and Juan Soto signed a 15-year deal in the offseason for like $575 million. Second biggest contract in Major League Baseball history behind Shohei Ohtani. So, I mean, he's getting $575 guaranteed dollars, $575 million, no matter what, no matter what he does. And so far this season, it hasn't been particularly good. He's fat. He gained a bunch of weight. He seems kind of disinterested. Everything he does is scrutinized, right? If he doesn't run out of ground ball.
It's in New York, yeah.
It's in New York. He's already made some comments about, you know, the lineup in with the Mets isn't the same as the lineup in the Yankees. They played the Yankees this just last weekend, and they said it was the first time anyone's really seen Juan Soto look happy, and it was when he was hanging with his old teammates with the Yankees. And so, of course, now there's a lot of speculation of, he didn't really want to go to the Mets. He just went there for $575 million. You know, and so there is that element of, it's not always the most money. If you're a wide receiver and the University of Miami, you were joking about this, pays you $2 million to go to Miami and it's a Mario Cristobal offense, that may not be the best thing ever. If someone offers you $1.5 million, it might be worthwhile to go to the $1.5. Like, there's a
I'd rather be at LSU or Ohio State,
right? Like, if you told me that I could grow and develop in a Mario Cristobal offense in Miami at $2 million, or I could go play at LSU or Ohio State and make 1.5 or even like 1.3, at the end of the day, which one of those is a better ultimate decision for you financially and in the long run? I personally think it's Ohio State, and I think it's LSU. But for a kid that's 19 years old, maybe that money is the end all to be all, and you can't see future development. And maybe that's the short side of the stick, is that you ultimately, like, in your mind, does the kid in college ultimately take the most money the majority of the time?
Oh, or at least close.
Close.
And what you end up getting is you get three or four schools that all really want him. They do want him. I mean, they're good. The guys that are getting paid, and they say, hey, I'd rather go here than here, but they're offering $50,000 more a year. And they go, okay, we'll match to make this.
But for the most part, you have to be...
You got to be in the ballpark.
You got to be in the ballpark.
You got to be in the ballpark, yeah. For sure. Yeah. And there's little things you can do. You know, okay, we can't give you the most NIL money, but the next sponsorship that comes up, you're going to be a part of that.
Sure.
But you better be in the ballpark.
Yeah. The hometown discount isn't really a thing.
Not when you're talking about zero compared to $150,000 a year. And that happens sometimes where a school thinks we're going to get this kid for nothing.
Yeah.
And another school comes in and says, we'll give you $150,000. Yeah. They're like, I love being a hometown hero, but my parents collectively don't make $150,000 a year. I have to take that money to help my family.
But that's why I wonder, like the Juan Soto thing, if someone offers you $575 million and you don't really want to be a Met, and the Yankees are offering you $480 million and $100 million. And $100 million is a lot. But you know, you're not. Is there anything you can buy with $580 million that you can't buy with $400
million? Well, wasn't one of the sticking points, like, reportedly they wouldn't give him his own suite all 81 home games?
Yes.
And they're like, listen, not even Aaron Judge has his own suite. I don't know what you want us to do. Like, you're not getting a suite. And he's like, fine, the Mets will give me a suite.
Yeah, Juan Soto wanted a luxury suite for his family.
Okay.
And the Yankees were like, well, we can't do that.
We don't do that for anybody.
But right. I just wonder how many times in sports you take the most money, and ultimately, like, you see this with number two receivers a lot.
Yes.
Number two receivers take a lot of money to go to a bad team and be the number one receiver, and then a year later you're cut, and you're like, it's a little easier when I was the number two guy and was playing with Patrick Mahomes as opposed to playing in Miami.
Yeah, Jordan Addison, I feel like, seems pretty happy being opposite Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, don't Jordan Addison, don't go to the Carolina Panthers.
You don't need to be a Brown.
No. All right. We come back. Club 1080, would you do this naked? We have hot animal news of the snake or kangaroo variety. And trying to sell a $6 million toilet. Suddenly, a lot to get to. And we'll keep you updated on what's going on in the conference finals in hockey in the NBA. Club 1080 coming up next here on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.